This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dr. Martin Katz is the wellness MD with ACAC, and he is live in studio. How are you, sir? I haven't seen you in a while. How are you doing?
Doing well, Coy. How are you?
Very good. Too busy, but, you know, thank goodness for that. So it's a good 6 feet above ground, so that's a good day.
Any day you wake up above ground is a better day.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was talking to you recently about your weight loss program that you were running with Wellness MD and all the people that were taking advantage of it. And you were telling me there were some really profound success stories. I mean, right here in Charlottesville, people who actually, you know, they finally made the decision, okay, I'm tired of being a mess. I really do want to be healthy. I'm serious about this. I'm going to do something about it. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, it's sort of a bittersweet story because obviously, well, you may or may not have heard, unfortunately, Wellness MD is closing down, but I did want to come in and just sort of share some stories as to the incredible successes we had, more from a standpoint of just saying, hey, look, this is not rocket science. You know, there's so much out there about healthcare reform. If we start taking it on ourselves and saying, hey, look, I can do something about this. I can reduce my own healthcare costs. If, you know, 10, 20, 30% of us in the nation do something about this, we had incredible results. You know, just sort of general, we had 47 people go through a program. It's a 3-month program, and these people are committing to a pretty intense program. It's a nutrition sort of guidance, behavioral classes, cognitive behavioral type things, well coaching and how to, you know, be more dedicated to wellness. And then they were also told that they need to get out just 2,000 calories of physical activity a week, which is about half an hour of walking at a moderate pace a week. And obviously we build up to that if they're not there, or we build from there. And so we had 47 people go through this 3-month core program. We had 900 pounds of weight loss. And again,
wow.
This is, it's incredible. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. But more importantly than
it's like
that,
a car, isn't it?
More important than that, we changed people's lives. I mean, we really made an impact. You know, we decreased significant medication usage, probably antidepressants first, then diabetic medications, hypertensive medications, cholesterol medications. We saw impressive changes with regard to total cholesterol, triglycerides. These are all things that are incredibly, you know, toxic to your body, cause atherosclerotic disease, heart disease, stroke risk. We would see really impressive decreases in high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, which is an inflammatory marker, improvements in vitamin D.
And all of which means that these people feel
healthier.
Better. They're happier.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you carry that all that fat around with you all the time, you're not that happy. I mean, doesn't science show that you're more prone to depression, and you just improve your life in many, many profound ways when you can get healthy.
Yeah, obesity will impact hypertension, diabetes, cancer risk, gout, gallbladder disease, your cognitive abilities, your sleep. I mean, there's so many aspects that it affects, but it's more than obesity. It's what's happening at a metabolic level. It's what's happening with inflammation. It's what's happening with our insulin resistance. It's so many things that are happening. So you start learning how to eat properly and what sort of things to moderate and how to really appreciate a well-rounded, healthy diet. And lo and behold, you lose weight, you get healthier, you feel better. I mean, we had a young lady came in, she was probably 310, 320 pounds. She was sleeping 14 to 15 hours a day. Just felt awful, you know, fibromyalgic, chronic fatigue, whatever you want to call it, you know, sort of symptoms. And, you know, by the end of our program, she was off for metformin, which she was on for PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. She's sleeping 8 hours a day. She's working out consistently. She feels just incredible. She's a different person. We had a diabetic came to us on 450 units of insulin. She was down to 50 units of insulin. She's lost weight. Her hemoglobin A1C is significantly better. She's feeling a ton better. And, you know, we have people come in with osteoarthritic symptoms, arthritis in the knees. You lose weight, and all that is 4 times taken off your knees, whatever weight you lose. So that's an impressive number. You know, If all of us were able to do these things, and it's not rocket science. It's, you know, learning about what you need to do, eating a well-rounded, balanced diet. It's about making sure that you're getting some physical activity. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering. Again, as you get more, you start building up. Making sure you get sleep. And limit your stress, or at least control your stress and be able to manage it differently. And lo and behold, you're doing really well.
We're talking with Dr. Martin Katz of Wellness MD at ACAC. So what's the secret? I mean, when you get these people in there and you sit them down, what do you think it is?
Education. I mean, it's got to be education. You know, if you start learning, well, if you take in, you know, all these things that are unbelievably high in refined sugar, what does that do to your
insulin?
Is that
what most of them were doing? Eating, you know, this refined sugar and high fructose corn syrup?
No, I wouldn't say. You know, I had a gentleman who came in February, and he was maybe working out twice a week, and he had committed himself to starting to work out five times a week. And he came in and did one of those body composition things that we used to do. And he was 325 pounds or so, and he started working out, and he was doing two personal training sessions a week. And he came in and he changed, and he came back in June to do another bod pod. His weight was about the same. And lo and behold, he had lost about 20 pounds of lean and gained 20 pounds of fat. And if you looked at his diet, at his nutrition, it was awful. He was getting...
So he was working out but eating like crap.
He was eating like crap. yeah. And it wasn't all, you know, sugars. It was very high fat. And the wrong fats. It was saturated. I'm actually a believer in the right fats.
Yeah. You need some fats.
Fats are good.
For your brain to work, right?
Absolutely. Fats are good. You know, I do believe the biggest harbinger is unhealthy fats with refined sugar. I think those two together are what's causing a significant amount of problems in this country.
Martin, what do you tell the people who are listening who are family members? Mm-hmm. And they've got folks in their family, whether it's a dad or a grandpa or a son or somebody, or a mom or grandmother. And they're overweight and they're not taking care of themselves. And the family's very concerned, but they can't quite seem, the person doesn't care.
Right.
What are the family members, is there anything they can do?
You know, I would hope that there is something, maybe, you know, getting them some information, sort of teaching them about, you know, it doesn't take huge changes. One of the things, you know, that we've definitely found at Wellness MD is that without a question, if you can start, it's sort of that Pavlovian response. If you can get people feeling better, you know, with changing their diet and making sure that they're exercising and discussing stress control and sleep, and they start feeling better, they're much more likely to sustain that behavior. But if you just say, hey, start exercising, it hurts most people, especially if you're overweight.
Yeah.
So if they get
it's
into
physically
it,
painful to get in there.
It's physically painful.
Yeah.
It can be. You know, I mean, if you have, you know, a nice place, possibly like ACAC or somewhere where there's a warm pool and you can get in a pool, it's not maybe quite as painful.
Right.
But if you're just doing the physical activity, it's painful. So you do it for a month and then you stop. But if first you work on your nutrition, you start losing a little weight, you start feeling better, you start, you know, all these high fructose corn syrup with the unhealthy fats, and you're just feeling bloated and you're retaining water and you're insulin resistant, you're feeling tight all the time, you're hypertensive, you know, and you don't improve that aspect as well and address the sleep and the stress, it's harder to convince somebody that's what they need to do. And everybody sort of has this idea, you know, exercise hurts, and so I'm just not going to do it. If you do it correctly and you do it slowly and gradually,
and you commit to it, just like you're committed to eating crap.
Yeah, I mean, you know, exactly.
You'll get better. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, a lot of times we treat our cars and we treat our houses better. We treat our yards better than we treat ourselves.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I will tell you, a few months ago, I've always wanted to be a swimmer. I go to the gym, I lift weights, get on the treadmill, I do all that. I've done that for years, but I've always wanted to be a swimmer. I've always wanted to be one of those people that could go and swim laps, because I know as you get older, that's going to be a lot better for you and a lot easier than moving weights around. And it's just such a fantastic exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So I took lessons at ACAC with a UVA swimmer. Mm-hmm. I didn't have no idea. I mean, I could not drown, but I didn't know how to swim.
Right.
You know the distinction?
Right.
I didn't know how to, you know, really swim laps well. And I have gotten to the point now where I go over in the morning and do a mile and a half to 2 miles.
Wow.
And I walk out of there, and I tell you, I feel like I've never felt before.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. It's such a good feeling. But when I started a few months ago, I was horrible. I was clueless.
Right.
You know?
It's like riding a bike. I mean, you know, if you start educating yourself and you start learning and you take small steps and you go down this process and you commit to a process of, I want to be healthy, and you start reading and you engage in these healthier nutrition, physical activity, there's no question that you will start feeling better, much better than you felt in a long,
and
long time.
We're fortunate because there's a lot of people in this town. This is a smart town. There's a lot of people here like you and a whole lot of people on staff at ACAC who can really help you. Now, the unfortunate news, and you mentioned this, and then we'll let you go because we're already out of time, but the unfortunate sad thing is that we're going to lose Wellness MD, which has done all this fantastic work here for these people.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate.
Is this an economy story?
A budget economy story, I guess. You know, maybe we're a little ahead. Who knows what exactly the reason is? But, the take-home point, the positive point, is that we did positive things. We should continue to do positive things. It's, it could be available at ACAC. There's people at ACAC. Amy Ellison was the nurse coordinator of the program. She's phenomenal. She's having a baby next month, but she should be back. People like Bonnie Falbo, Sarah Cunningham, Adrian, they're over at ACAC. They are, and there's other folks as well. Weight Watchers just started a new program called Momentum, which they're very much more into wellness and lifestyle. There's a program down in Richmond called the Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and they are totally and utterly engaged in wellness and the whole person. It's a beautiful program.
And it's a good thing that this country's finally gotten to the point where it's not about losing weight. It's about wellness and health.
That's where we are.
And the weight will just happen by itself if you're focused on the wellness.
Absolutely. And the education of what's happening in your body metabolically. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for all the good work you've done for this community with Wellness MD. And we are sorry to hear that the shop is closing, but we hope that folks in this community will still be able to access your wealth of knowledge and your caring and your commitment to the wellness and the health of folks in our community. Thanks, Martin.
Well, thank you, Coy, and keep up the good work.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.